Hello, and welcome to another episode of English Mojo. This is the audio edition coming to you from deep inside the internet. Welcome aboard our exploration of power and language, in the news and behind the scenes. I'm your host, author, and sometime linguistic explorer, Joseph Cashmere. We continue with our series on the black art of name-making. This is episode 28, Naming Drugs, Building the New Words. In each of these pairs of drug names, one is actual, one is fictional. Can you tell which is which? Here's a hint. Fans of Stephen King, Mad TV, and Star Trek will have an advantage. The first pair. Norvasc and Novril. Next, Qualex and Seroquel. Next, Clonopin and Retinax. And Tretonin and Diazepam. We'll share the answers with you in the third and final part of this series, Naming Drugs, Lifestyle Superstars. But for now, nothing short of wild success will satisfy today's prescription drug marketers. That's why pharmaceutical makers, surpassing even new parents' efforts at naming a baby, lay out between $250,000 and $2.5 million for developing just one name of each new trademark drug. With these high stakes, imagine the intense pressures on wordsmiths toiling behind the scenes. Drug names, after all, stand a 1 in 3 chance of government rejection. So the name makers then often prepare a whole batch of new names to offer. As the name-making process proceeds, marketing researchers turn to hundreds of paid volunteers for reactions. Graphologists, too, analyze mock prescriptions for possible confusions. And clinicians and patients rate the names for their impressions. Developers can take several approaches. They can, for instance, invent names that conjure up experiences of the target market. This approach results in names like Wellbutrin or Celebrex. They can also try to evoke memories, stories, and other types of association, and produce names such as Soma or Viagra. You're listening to the audio edition on Power in Language from EnglishMojo.com. Sometimes the name harks back to the drug's function, as in the case of Lipitor. And then they have the usual linguistic bag of tricks. Do you want speed? Use fricatives like F, S, X, or Z. These sound fast, as in Xanax or Zocor. Want power? Put in plosive letters like P, T, or D, as in Tramadol or Paxil. Offering a lifestyle enhancer? Softness might work best by using C, S, or L, as in Lunesta or Celebrex. Name makers sometimes make choices by transposing letters from another word into anagrams. And sometimes they conjure up palindromes so that the name spells the same forwards and backwards, as in Xanax. And you might notice that many pharmaceuticals either use the action-suggestive verb common letter R or contain a verb-sounding element inside themselves. Some of the latest names to be approved show signs of all these tactics. The Exelon Patch and X-Forge, Nuvigil, Zizol, Soliris, and a personal favorite, Performist. Don't forget, you can find more audios, articles, videos, and an RSS feed at EnglishMojo.com. You see, in the world of pharmaceuticals, name makers seldom take their eyes off their prize, the target market. Commercial messages direct to consumers on television appear more often for medicines than for new cars in the U.S. So as rigorously guarded as brands of big pharma product names are, the drugs themselves will sometimes be repackaged under entirely new names when new market segments are discovered. The drug has essentially had its personality split. Such is the case with the pharmaceutical fluoxetine. As the famous antidepressant Prozac, its white and green pills offered strength and speed. But when a different market was identified, women with severe premenstrual problems, the drug underwent a sex change to appear in a softer second form as pink and lavender pills, known as Seraphim. This leads us to a new type of name for a new type of drug. Emerging lifestyle drugs and their monikers are designed to address desires rather than medical necessities. They may even be positioned with other brands and activities far outside the pharmaceutical world. If the life-saving drugs are the superheroes, the lifestyle drugs are the superstars. In the upcoming Naming Drugs Lifestyle Superstars, we'll look at some of these new drug superstars and the ways one of the most famous is spreading around the world. This has been Episode 28, Naming Drugs, Building the New Words. I'm your host, Joseph Cashmere. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of English Mojo. We'd love to hear from you on the website. Now you can subscribe for free. Why not check it out or drop us a line at englishmojo.com.